168. Now, I was going to start this with just a magnificent... I call this... Is that a poem? What is this? A poem?
A lyric?
Ooh.
But I'm sure you guys have heard it if you've listened.
Just need to remind them how good Bully Bully is. But now we've been... Whoa! My sister is liptarded. Just so you all know. My sister's a straight liptard. She is one of them. And I'm... terrible person.
And I said you're a terrible person.
Your looks do. Your looks of judgment. Your looks of disdain.
I've been told I have a judgy face.
A judgy face? Now, that's everyone else. You've been told multiple times? And it's hilarious. That's liptarded. That's how the liptards think. They do. They're like, people have my whole life thought that I was like really confrontational and catty, and it's everyone else. Yeah. Why are you laughing? Are you laughing because what I said, like, you're like, oh wow. Yeah,
sure.
You got these people that
I may be a little touchy.
That's like a repeat offender, someone that just cannot stay out, just being like, I don't really, I'm not a criminal, man. It's everyone else that considers me a criminal. No, you're a criminal. You've been proven it, you know?
I mean, no, because my face, you're making faces.
Do you hear this? Do you hear this, Liptark? Her defense was, my face just be making faces. It's not me, it's my face that's on me that I can't control. What else, what other body part, can you not control? So we've determined your face does whatever it wants. What about, like, your arms? You just flail and you're like, I didn't mean that. This is my arm doing his arm thing.
When I sleep, yeah.
When you sleep? How do you even know you're doing it?
Danielle told me.
What, that you're out there just flailing?
Yeah, I knocked your book out of her hands.
It's because, like, I got bit while someone was sleeping next to me. But I was watching a person sleeping next to me. All of a sudden, I have a pain on my arm, and it's someone biting me. Because what are you dreaming about? What's going on? Or is it just like a natural thing? Like when you sleep and someone's arm is too close to your mouth, like, ah!
It's just tiny.
Crazy. And it took a while before it took a while before they like released. What were, like, their brain or whatever was just doing that. But your face just being doing face things. That was your defense. That's crazy. But she's straight lip tart, guys. I don't know how. Because despite what people may think about me, I'm not right wing at all. I'm not on the right. Might sound like it, but I'm not on the right. I'm not one of those cuckoos. You know what I mean? I'm not one of these, like, gay haters and one of these I need a gun for everyday life types of dudes. You know what I mean? But I'm also not one of those, hey, boys can have vaginas types of dudes either. But you, that's what we were, you've tried to, the boy in the tampon, you're like, I have a male friend who has to bring tampons to the bathroom. Yep. And then I said, what other male do you know? And you made a weird face at me that implied that I was cuckoo. That's crazy. That's nuts. And I don't think you're stupid, but you might be crazy. You might be fucking crazy. What do you have to say about that?
I may be a little crazy.
Oh.
But
a little crazy.
I think
a little crazy.
Just let people be.
No one's saying that. Until what point, though? This is one of their arguments. Just let people do and say whatever they want. Until what point? Until what point? Should we just have this fucking idea?
I mean, obviously, people should just be respectful. But, like...
Well, why? Why? Just let them do what they want. Why do I... No, you don't need to be respectful. Just be disrespectful if that's what you want.
Everyone should be respectful.
Why, though? If they don't want to be.
Because the world would be better if everyone's.
Well, no one is talking about goddamn the peace on the fucking earth. How are we going here now? No one's arguing this point. You're just like, yo, listen, if everyone was nice, like, the world would be fucking great place.
Yeah. Okay.
But everyone's not. And the ones that aren't, should we just accept them? No, you know, yeah, listen, just be a piece of shit to me because it's that's just what you want. And, you know, we can't accept that, can we?
No.
Okay, so we now yes. now we have a barrier. We have now decided there's a barrier to just letting people do what the fuck they want. And what is it up to you? Huh? No. Okay, it's not up to me, but
you obviously can't just like let
what
people do what they want.
Why?
But
to a certain point, we can.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. Okay. But we have determined there's a point. We're like, hey, bud, or girl, you cannot just do what you want. This is affecting others, at least?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, and honestly, when it comes to all this shit, you because she's... Didn't I talk about? Well, because when it comes to what it seems like in American society, maybe even over in some European countries, too, I can't even. Being a white male, I can't even. How dare you? We just watched a video where they were just sitting at a table. How dare they sit at a fucking table? That's where we're going. That's how far we've gotten. But how dare I? How dare I, being this oppressor, just racist thing? That's what I think about us. Isn't that crazy?
It's not what everyone thinks.
And it's easy.
Yes, there are people out there that think that, but not everyone.
I think everyone. Except for even white guys think this. These cucks have literally, I was gonna say betrayed, but there's nothing betrayed. There's white guys that are like, yep, we are the worst. What can I do? And now they're virtue signaling by doing some of the wildest, nuttiest shit. They're putting out videos of them like giving a black guy $5 and they're like, that's not racist, right? That's more racist. I think that the
that's
white,
wild.
That's, but because they gotta try to make up. They're like, I don't got much, man, but like, I'll give you reparations. And these are white guys now. They've gone to a point. This is how crazy it's getting. This is how fucking nuts. White guys have gotten to where, basically, if you think you're so awful, just off yourself. That's the best thing you can do, right? If you think you are this oppressive, just fucking garbage thing, just fucking kill yourself then. That's the best thing you can do.
No.
Why not?
People should not just be killing themselves.
If they think they're, like, the worst thing to touch the planet Earth, why not? You think you are this thing that just everything bad that's ever happened was because of you. And now you're pretending. Because I think the ones that virtue signal, that have to outright be like, I am not. You are the biggest one, right? If you have to defend not being a racist, you are a racist.
It's a little weird, like...
That they're so horrified that there's even... racism. It's like, but to think we are here because of it. You know what I mean? Now, was there a time? Sure. But again, remember, we're Puerto Rican. So we are the oppressed. We are also part of the oppression. We are still. We, the president of the United States of America, about 4 years ago now, was free throwing paper towels at our people after a massive hurricane. And so, hey, I am part of the oppressed. Just because I am a light-skinned Rican? That's not fair. That's not fair. What?
We thought we were part Spanish until like 3 years ago.
Do you know why?
When Aunt Reed did
Do you know why
thing.
We thought that? Because our grandfather was so disgusted by his own kind. By his own kind. By his own kind.
All of a sudden
hated
you're claiming that you're...
Hated being called a spick. And he was like, listen, I'm not a spick, bud. I'm fucking Spanish. And they're like, oh, well, how are you doing, bud? Good for you. Because you know what Spanish are. White people. I know that Americans got this all mixed up that they're Mexicans. They're not Mexicans. They got such a fucking break on this, Spain. Literally, this is the funniest thing, though, is they are such pretentious, just like, we have been around. Like, first of all, no one cares. You don't do anything to help anybody except fucking just like, I don't know, maybe hide Nazis, but we won't get into that. But they literally, when people in America think of the Spanish language and what a Spanish person looks like, it is a fucking Mexican. You know how insulted the real Spanish are probably because of this? We think you guys are Mexicans. That's hilarious. That's fucking hilarious. You don't think that's funny?
I don't get why it's funny.
Because the real Spanish are not even close to Mexicans. Mexicans speak Spanish because of what the white Spanish settlers or explorers did.
Spain, they don't speak Spanish.
Oh my god.
Is that what you're doing?
Are you fucking out of your gourd? Well, what's the matter? So, isn't it kind of crazy that your title was Explorer back in the day? Explorer. It sounds so cool and fun. Exploring. They were human rights just defilers. They murdered, like, just all over. White people. But now that's where Puerto Rican, we're out here reeking it up. And I don't even know, because I've already said, like, if my dad, if he was reeky, I'm fucking out here like 80% reeky. What?
You don't know.
Okay, but, like, I'm going to just side on the fact that I do know that he was 100% reeky.
You don't know.
Well, we do know that what he did is a reeking thing to do.
No.
It's not?
No.
Our great-grandfather pulled the reeking.
Okay, but a lot
of others,
the races dip on other kids.
Sure. Which one? All of them?
All
like,
of
it's
them.
50-50. It's an equal across the board. I'm not saying that all of them don't pull the biz out and run away. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that it leans more to some than others. Because you know what the white trash does? He stays because now he's going to get that government money. He doesn't raise the kid. He's a fucking piece of white trash. He out there fixing lawnmowers. While the heifer inside is like, Daryl, get in here! He's like, what's for dinner? I think I burnt the hammer helper. Wait, hammer helper though? You like that?
Yeah.
You probably like tuna helper. You libtard.
Do you like tuna
helper? Well, I'm just saying. But that's what I was saying. Just, I can't even have an opinion on nothing. And do you understand that?
You have an opinion on everything.
Of
so
course.
Much but traumatic.
Just because I do. Do you think that my opinions to most would be, oh yeah, I can see what you're saying. Or that they would immediately think I was some bigot, racist, piece of shit. You know.
So it's everyone else's problem if they take you.
No.
If
I just ask you how would.
Your...
No, because I will tell you exactly how I think they would. How I would come off to
them. Well, you're already saying that you think you'll come off.
But I don't think the opposite. I'm not out here like, how could they ever think that? That's the difference.
Okay.
You got it, right?
Sure. Okay.
If I think I'm nice and everyone else doesn't think I'm nice, that's the difference. If I know I'm a piece of shit asshole and everyone thinks that, you're not. You're agreeing. So it's not everybody else because you also agree with that. Do you see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't, because you thought back, you're like, God damn, a lot of people told me I had this face that was just mean looking, and but it was my face. You did say that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that, you know, it's not like all us, well, I don't even know how white guys live. I see I'm a reiki. White guys could just be living the dream, all of them.
You are a white guy.
Excuse me?
You are a white guy.
Wow, that's I don't know what that is, honestly. Because what is it if you just don't call the person with your like, what if you're just in front of like a black guy and you're like, damn man, you Puerto Rican as shit, and he's like, no, I'm black guy, and you're like, nah, you ain't, no, you Puerto Rican. What's that? What would that mean?
No.
That's hilarious though. Just to call him white, and then every white guy you see call him black. That's hilarious. That's funny. Is that racist? I don't know.
I don't know.
You don't know much!
I don't.
Except for ASMR.
No, I don't. You know that.
You know it. Everyone knows it. All it is just take like a pen.
I know.
And just like slowly go across the can. These fucking people. I don't have the right to be like, I think you're all fucking dorks and you need to like stop. This isn't doing it.
No, because people like it. So why does it matter?
No one likes
it. They need to stop.
No one likes it. Like the internet doesn't determine what people like. Because the internet is for the people that are straight dorks who cannot be with the real people. So, of course, they're going to like everything that everyone else likes because, hey, I didn't have any friends in.
But not everyone likes ASMR
because
you don't. So, how are they dorks? Is it liking everything that other people like?
Okay, what did you just say? The definition of a dork is you just, what, you just jump on the bandwagon because, like, you don't have your...
I don't think that's the definition of a dork.
Oh, what is it then?
I don't...
Oh, you don't know that either. But you know, what I said is not the definition, though?
Yeah.
That's crazy. You're like, I don't know what it is, but I know what you said that's not. So you do know it's not one.
Because a dork might be someone that's jumping on the bandwagon.
You don't think that? You don't think the internet was dork central?
I think a dork would be considered like the weird kid, the air quote weird kid, like a nerd.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what is the first thing we would associate with dorks? What don't they have? Survey says friends. And now the internet has made it to where you've played a video game with someone once, and they're now your friend. Whoa! You think that's not? You think that's?
That's not jumping on a bandwagon. That's something that's like popular.
Popular to dorks. Do you understand? Do you have any friends? You've never had a friend. That's why you think they're your friends.
They can be their friends. People have pen pals.
To people that they've already met.
No.
Right? What do you mean? Except for like Charles Manson, where that bitch was. I don't even know how you get a letter from Charles Manson on death row in California.
I think if you Google
she married
get
him.
A pen pal, you could find him.
And who would do that? Who would Google how to get a pen pal? What type of person would you assume does that? They're either a dork or they're a predator. There's no in between. Because you don't need a pen pal. Just go, like, talk to me. I mean, there's girl dorks, too. It's not like there's only guy dorks. So where are the... We need, like, dork.com to where, like, they can find a match for each other, right?
They're online. You're just complaining that...
But I don't think there's a dork.com.
No, because...
They are online. Thank you for... Do you agree? Because I think you did right there. I think you...
I disagreed in the beginning.
That you never disagreed that it's only dorks that are doing this online? I think you did. You even defended dorks there for a minute. You don't think the internet was perpetuated by dorks? This is why chat rooms were such a big thing when the internet first started. These were people that could never talk to someone in real life, so they get on these chat rooms.
But that doesn't make them a dork because they can't, like...
You see, I looked at you there. I was like, whoa, okay. It doesn't make them one. Because, or it makes them, the other thing I said, a predator. It's, there's no in between. There's no in between. And now we're just, I mean, anyone. Just anyone can talk to, I guess, my child. Like, how nuts is that?
It is. The internet is crazy.
But the internet is, it's not good.
No.
It's the only way we defend it is we're like, you can find any answer you want. Oh, okay. We used to be able to do that as well. But they thought it was going to bring the world together. They were like, oh, this is such a magical thing. People will be able to just talk to each other in real time from all over the place. And it sounds great until you realize what it is. It's just playing video games. They thought this was going to be like, oh, look, they can all talk to each other. They're going to have a great time. And it's just fucking racism and your mother jokes. And it's crazy. It's fucking crazy. It's crazy. It brings out the worst in people. Because you don't have to be real. That's the point. That's why it's for dorks. They don't have to be real. They're not a dork online. You know? They go to these... What are these guys called? Remember the show on VH1? This is pathetic. Where it was... He was like the Rico Suave. He was going to teach these guys how to pick chicks up at a bar. What was that called? His name was Mr. E. You're not picking up any chicks, bud. You're a dork.
I do remember.
And that's how dorky these guys were. They thought this dude was the coolest motherfucker on the planet. They did. They did. But he did. One thing he said is the peacocky thing, where like when guys just dress absurdly, this isn't fashion. This is peacocky. You are starting a conversation with your fuzzy hat. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
What? You're like, no, I like guys with fuzzy hats.
No.
I am in fuzzy hats.
No.
I'm just saying, have you seen the show before?
Yes, I do.
And
I'm
like, day one.
About.
On day one, they sent these guys who are incompetent when it comes to talking the opposite sex into a bar, which is probably something they've also never been in their life. And they're like, just go up to that girl right there and you tell her that her eyebrows are really interesting. And it's like, the guy's like, hey, I think your eyebrows are interesting. She's like, what the fuck? And then you can tell the ones that VH1 was paying to be there. Because they're like, oh, do you? Hey. It's like, do you understand what just happened here? And then when he took them to the, how to get new clothes. Wow. This is crazy. Because did you see his partners there, too? He had, like, a midget and, like, a humongous Indian dude. He's like, yeah, these are my sidekicks. First of all, you two dudes, you're being called sidekicks. And
I don't remember it like you remember it.
Of course you don't, because you're like, this is cool. This is good for these dorks. That's what you thought about.
Was it around the time of, like, Room Raiders? And
another thing. roommates. So you're just gonna let, they're gonna pick you, and they never did, right? They'd be like,
because they had to pick one of them.
I know they had to pick one. They could have been like, all three of them. But they would pick them based off of like the most superficial shit.
Oh yeah.
They'd be like,
absolutely.
Well, the top drawer of her dresser was filled with thongs, so I like thongs. Okay.
Yeah.
And then they had the one. It was like the gay dudes with their mothers. What the fuck? Like, their mothers would give a little, it's not a speech, it wasn't long ago. They give a little quote. And they would say, I really want someone to be able to take my son out and really show him a good time. It's like, Mom, that's crazy. What are you doing here?
What are you talking? Are you talking about like parental control?
What in the world is that? You're out here just like, you know, you don't get her in like a fucking bar fucking trivia night with 90s to early 2000s MTV shows. You're out here getting it. What about, what was that one? When they got off the bus?
Next.
Some of them were hilarious. Because they would just make the person do something absurd, but no. Because that show is not a show, right? That show is next, we're good. That's all that would be.
There's yeah, like the longest was like 60 seconds. And you won 60 bucks.
Oh, yeah, wait. That's not the same show, is it?
Yeah.
You won a dollar.
You won a dollar for every minute you left.
No, second. They have so much more. But these people thought they were going to be famous. It's like fucking, it's kind of sad to watch all these reality TV people, all these like game. It's like, you really think this is your moment to kick off into some A-list plus stratosphere that you are never going to achieve in your life. You will always be Mike the Situation. Stop it. You're Pauly D. They're never. It's even celebrities. Look at with Seinfeld, George Costanza. I don't even know his real name. Jason Alexander, actually. He's just like, every time I would go to an audition and they would just be like, we like you, but the audience will think you're George. And it's like, first, shut the fuck up, right? Let him. You fucking George Costanza for the rest of your life.
Right, I mean.
Because he's crying about, oh God, I can't get, you got Dunstan checked in, but. Now I was like, damn, George Costanza got a monkey. But it was awesome. Great movie.
I was going to say, I remember the title. I'm like.
Yeah, you do. Dunstan checks in. That shit was on HBO every day for goddamn 3 months. Maybe even longer. But then, I didn't think that. But because I guess I didn't watch. And then the other one, you know, we already talked about it, went just straight racist. You're a racist. Right? If your first go-to when black guys are, like, insulting you is the N-word, you're a fucking racist. There's no doubt about it. And he's not. What? Kramer!
Oh.
That's probably why he was fucking coming in the door so fast all the time. He probably saw some black guys who lived there coming up the stairs. He just ran in because he's such a fucking, he's like, oh, God, no! Right? You don't know what I mean? Dang. Let's try something else here. She won't like that. Oh, well, you won't like, but what do you, don't you think it's a little, or what do you think about the G, I don't even know the rest if I don't say the L, isn't that weird? If I don't say the L, G, I don't know the rest of the, like, the letters. But what do you think about these people protesting in and on behalf of Palestine and Hamas? These people are nuts.
What are they?
They're basically saying how Israel is, you know, it's fucked up what Israel's doing. How dare they? And, you know, free Hamas, let them do what they want to do. It's like, but do you understand them doing what they want to do is like, you don't exist. You're protesting against your own, you know, agenda here. They throw you off buildings.
Is that like factual? Like,
yes.
I mean, yeah, because
like,
if you're,
because I'm not
silly to protest
on like behalf of someone that hates
but
you.
If
doesn't even think it's like should be like that you're. They still think that they're like abominations and shit. There's people on the planet that haven't gotten past that yet. Because I've talked about this. There's only one reason why. You have this just visceral hatred for the gays. Is because you are gay. That's it. There's no other thing.
Maybe.
It's gotta be. They'll never tell you because they're just super closeted homos. They are not just in it. That thing is locked. They're under a pile of clothes. They are to the point where they're like, they should all die. Whoa, bud. You're going too far. We believe you're not gay. You don't need to go that far. That's what I'm saying. You would never. A real gay, like a real person who's not gay doesn't have to. They can actually say, yeah, sure. Well, gays can be a thing. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's
I mean,
awesome.
A lot of. That is not the most. Shut up.
Whoa,
up.
How dare you call me stupid? That's offensive.
I even
and,
stopped myself.
Yeah,
stopped
because
myself.
Like, I'm half offended then.
I stopped myself.
Well, I'm only half offended. Go ahead though, what?
I should have gone to sneeze again. That's
sneeze
why.
It up!
I'm trying.
They say if you like.
What?
Like touch the middle of your nose. Like push on it. Then you want to sneeze.
And I won't have to sneeze? It's like,
I hear
to sneeze
it.
More.
Good.
Everyone.
Let it go right here. Why you gotta go in there and sneeze it?
No, I gotta blow my nose. It's gonna be a lot of shit.
Oh.
People also don't like things that they don't understand.
Okay, there is nothing to not understand about what we're talking about. If you don't understand gay, that's crazy.
Well, some people can't understand how, like, the same sex could love the same sex.
Or not love. Not love. Because that shit happens every day. It's,
no, they don't even like them.
It's
either.
Bang them.
They don't want them in love either. Like,
but
relationship.
Like, what about what like, your like people in your family? What about, like, your dad or your uncle? Can't love him? He's a guy?
What?
You're saying that it's about love. They don't understand how two dudes can love each other. But two dudes love each other all the time.
Yeah, like, have, like, a relationship, though.
You don't think guys have relationships with their fathers or their uncles? It's not that. It's the sex thing. Because it's only the sex thing. There's nothing else. I already said this before, and you don't like it. There's nothing else that makes someone gay. Besides sex. Nothing. Right? Or no? Because I showed you. You know what? They don't know this, but I proved to you that Indian dudes walk down the street holding pinkies in just the most fabulous way. I told you. And you're like, prove it. Look it up. And the first video we saw, not even just holding, like swaying of the arms, they were pinky holding. Not gay. Can you imagine? That's not, like, they don't like them. I don't, you know. But they're like, you straight as fuck? Me too, dog. Give me that pinky. They're like, I did my cuticle and everything because I don't even want to cut people. What do you think? This is crazy.
What's wrong with all the pinkies?
Excuse me. Nothing. No one said there's anything wrong with that. Why did I say that? If dudes want to hold pinkies, go ahead. But you can't hold pinkies without being like, fuck the gays, they're terrible, and I want them all to die. Nah, you can't do that. Okay? That's like these dudes that, you know, these prisoners that are like, whoa, well, yeah, I banged dudes in the ass, but that was in prison, dog. I'm not gay.
Yeah,
no, oh, really?
I don't get that.
That's a weird defense there. That's crazy. Like, that's crazy.
It is.
That's crazy. No, you're completely. If there's no women around, men are going to result to banging. Or, if not, raping another man. That's crazy. That's crazy. Because that is the one place where men raping men definitely occurs a lot.
Yes.
At least that's what we think.
That's what we think.
That's the scariest thing ever. That is so scary. No.
It happens in women prisons too, though.
I don't think so.
I do.
Much. I don't think so. And if you're going to say that, then that means, like, it's not this fucking, like, thing that all women hold in their mind as, like, so overbearingly, like, victimization, right? Because if women are doing it to women, then, you know?
Yeah.
Well, like, what's a woman gonna do? She's out here like, oh, you're getting a fist tonight. Now?
I don't know.
Well, that's what you do a little bit. Like, it's not something like, it's not like, huh, how would they?
That's
and that's even worse, I think. Because the rapee is not even getting anything off of it, unless it's just like a power thing. You know what I mean? Unless
yeah.
She's, like, smacking her bean while doing it as well. Or she's got her second in command smack. I don't know. No, that's crazy. Hey, what else? What? Oh, dang. Oh, well, here we go. What do you think about this? So, remember, I know Prince Harry there? Well, or Harry, because he's not Prince. He got rid of that. You know about that guy?
Yeah.
All right. So, I guess word is that he's now groveling. To get back in the good graces of the royal family. And from what these Brits are saying, because I watch a lot of British news.
Okay.
Just to let you know how I get this. I'm not out here, like, digging in the... I know it's on the bitch.
You just following Harry. Okay.
I'm not following Harry. That's what you got from what I said. How can I ever? You got me telling you that I watch British news, so, well, you just following Harry like that, I guess. Fucking crazy, dude.
Oh, my God.
But anyway.
Go on.
I guess William, that's the one that's, you know, his brother, is like, you know what? Fuck yourself. That's what they're saying. That Harry's a cool man.
Why is he groveling back?
Because you have now realized the error in your ways, dog. You have now realized that, like, maybe giving up all of your fucking royal entitlements is not the goodest, best thing in the world. Because they really thought that, like, the Americans, us, were going to be on their side. That we were going to be like, how dare this racist royal family over there to be so racist that they would even wonder what the color of a baby between a white guy and a black girl would be. How racist. Oh, every time Harry wanted to do something, he was just, oh, the oppression. From what, dude? Because maybe you were a little bitch and the royal family was like, well, he can never. He can never. Well, you gotta have some kids because he can't even come close to touching this throne because he's a fucking bitch. And you can't be a bitch if you're a queen or a king. Now, you can not be racist, though. Right? But what an easy thing to say. No one would disagree, right? Like, the hole that the royal family would have to dig themselves out of to say that they're not, you could never. You could never even try. No one will believe you. No one.
Yeah.
Oh, they just put out a, you know, a public response that they're not racist. And people are like, co-figure. No, I get it. It's crazy. It's crazy. But this chick, she thought like this was going to lead her to something besides number 13 on Deal or No Deal. That's who you are, bitch. I don't know what made you think that you were anything special. She's number 13. No, actually, she's like number 14, actually. You're number 14 on Deal or No Deal. You did nothing until Howie Mandel said, open the case. That's what you did. With 30 other hot broads, what do you think you were going to... Oh, because I married this ginger fuck from the royal family who I somehow... What did he think? What did he think? This guy. And now he's like, please. And the one, William's wife, who's like, I just fucking shut the fuck up and just said, okay. She's like, fuck you too. Fuck off.
I mean, she can't go against her husband.
No, she's going against the fucking, the other two. She ain't going against her husband at all. But because she was like, are you kidding me? How lucky. You're an American half black and the fucking Prince of England fucking picks you to be his fucking wife. And you want to go and fucking shake up the whole fucking thing? That's nuts. That's nuts.
I mean, yeah. But she was getting disrespected there.
What? Of course you're going to get disrespected. Well, no. First,
yeah,
on the fact that you're an American.
Why would you stay somewhere? You don't want to be around people that are going to disrespect you.
What? No, but then just go to, like, the castle that is your husband.
I mean, I get it, though. Like,
and just tell him all to fuck off, but, like, don't blow it. And he blew it too. That's crazy. What do you think? You think they should just let him back? Oh, yeah, you denounced us. You called us all, like, filthy fucking racist. Come on back, Harry. Yeah. You want to Oprah?
You can't just be, like, accept
back
like that, though. No.
Because this is, like... Why? No. Maybe it's because the kid, like, is... They're also like, no, your baby has no rights. They ain't inheriting anything. But that's why William had so many kids. Lucky they were boys. Because it just put him in the back. They're like, oh, yeah, keep moving back, Harry. Isn't that nuts? Like, we think that just because you're the wife of the king that you're the queen. That's not how this shit works. You what? Huh? No, you're never the queen. You can't be. This is blood shit. We used to bait each other for this shit, which is nuts.
Yeah,
that's to this day. Jacked up ass teeth.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, first of all, I wasn't referring to a person. You think I was just referring to a person as jacked up ass teeth? Wow, you're out here. No, it's...
I didn't hear English jacked people. Up ass
What'd you hear? Let's hear it. What did you hear?
I heard, like, jockers.
You heard... Okay. We'll move on. Go fuck yourself, Harry, at number 14 or 15 or 8 or 22, whatever they fucking put you at. Unbelievable. Oh, we talked about it last week, but fuck that Barbie movie. That's unbelievable. I was talking about Zuri, though. People that will see a cartoon character like, I like him. That's crazy. It's a cartoon character, though. Well, we've determined you're a libtarded, so that's good. What else we got here? What was that? What? You're not. She's trying to say she's not. She's really trying to say she's not. That's crazy. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Have you seen or gotten a load of these, women rappers lately?
Like who?
Oh, any of them. They are the scum of society. They really are. These are the worst women to be around. There is nothing coming out of this music besides you getting a gift for fucking some dude. It is the crazy. All it is ass shaking and like, that's it. It doesn't matter which one you put on. I tried this the other night. At least 10 of them. I tried. You can't find one. You cannot find one. That is not this. That's all it is. They're so gross. It's not even. It's gross. It's absolutely gross.
Why the shaking ass?
That they literally are. Talk about devaluing yourself. Just and you are literally only saying that you are your vagina, and there is nothing else that anyone should ever consider. As long as they give you the bag, it's disgusting. And it doesn't matter which one you put on. It fucking doesn't matter. Like, and it's not even, it's this, the shaking of this, the ass thing too. She smacked that, went 10 feet, started dropping it, and she put her Schmeagle on the ground. Like, they'll be getting arrested. Any of them. And they'll just start dropping it like it's hot. I don't understand. What are you doing? But this rap music it's terrible. I've never seen a decline in a music genre like this.
I mean, a lot of, it's not just women rapping, so even like...
What?
New rap in general.
Is trash. It absolutely is. But it's not even new with the women rappers. You can go all the way back to fucking Lil' Kim. Where that's all she fucking talked about. Was being able to deep throw, and I don't know what else.
Missy Elliott was a rapper. She didn't talk about that.
We have one. And why? Why do you think Missy Elliott couldn't talk about
her? She didn't need to.
What?
She didn't need
Why, though?
She didn't want to.
Okay. Good answer. You know why. I saw you think, and you're like, your information is waiting yet, you know? If it's worth it. What, though? If it's worth it, let me what? Put your thing down, flip it, and reverse it. No, Missy Elliott didn't do that. Okay. I mean, she can't stay in the rain, but it's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous. And speaking of ridiculous, have you seen Nicki Minaj's whatever she calls an ass today? This thing. I saw a picture of her next to Rikishi, remember? The old stink face from WWE. Hilarious. That's hilarious, but these rap chicks are, it's the grossest thing you hear. It is the grossest shit. Like, have some fucking, I don't know. Like, I don't have a lot, but at least a little respect for yourself. I don't have a lot of respect for myself, but at least a little. How do you ever? What are you talking about? But because all they do, it's money. They just idolize money. Like, that's it. If you.
So they're men rappers.
I'm not saying that. Because
you're really harping on the women rappers.
Because the men rappers aren't fucking getting the money and then be like, well, now I have to fuck you. They're the ones giving the money. So, what? They're basically calling themselves bastards. But it's not even for like, it's like, oh, yeah, in the corner, we get it. Yeah, sure. But a Birkin bag and some fucking red bottoms? You got it. Holy fuck, get something else. You're not even. There's no one else. None of them. Talk about anything different. I can't name one. You named Missy Elliott, which I touched you on for a minute, and then I thought of you representing the hat. And then it destroyed it. You know? It just fucking destroyed it. Oh, here we go. What do you got? Okay, we'll end on this. Have you heard of this? Oh, boy. It's called hobby horsing? Have you seen these white women? It is white women. Because this is craziness that is being just allowed. There's like competitions where they have one of those horses, but it's like with a stick and the fucking like,
okay,
and they now are prancing around like horses, jumping over hurdles like horses, and being, it's like a competition. You've seen this?
It was not like a strange addiction or some shit like that. Yeah.
Strange addiction.
Yes.
Exactly right. Because there's basically by saying it's a strange addiction, they're
like,
saying this isn't real.
Like horse faces on
the camera. Oh, I didn't see them go that far. But that's even level up. These fucking, what is going on here? But it's a strange addiction. They're already saying that it's an addiction. It's not real. Like, this isn't.
I don't know if that was the actual show, but it was.
Oh, you said
like
it.
That.
I'm going to believe you. Because, you know how they say, like, usually the first answer is the right one? I'm going to say that it was a strange addiction. Because there's nothing else that's going to go. Can you imagine if this was the hobby horse, and even have a name. You're prancing around, like, galloping, trying to. With a horse, a toy. I don't know what that thing's called. But you know what I'm talking about. To stick with a horse's head.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And they're jumping. This is mental illness to the fucking. This is a mental illness. What? You are you? Do you think you're the horse? Are you? And you know who's even more mentally ill? The people that are judging this. No one? Can you imagine someone in the crowd stood up? Let's say I was in the crowd.
Well, you wouldn't be there.
But what if
Why
I was?
Why would you be there?
To stand up and be like, this is nuts.
But okay, you don't need to be there if you think it's nuts.
I don't need to be a lot of places that I think are nuts, but I have the right to say this is nuts.
No, because why go there?
Why go
there? You don't
there?
Need to go there just to tell them it's nuts. You could, no.
Well, no, I think that's what needs to happen.
No.
Because someone, this is a, how do we even think your parents are respectable? You are the parents of this person who is trotting around at,
I mean,
what, you mean
it's
what?
More than three people, so it's a thing. So why not?
That's what we call a thing now? If more than three people do it, it's a thing. You know what more than three people do? Come on. What the fuck? Listen to your libtarded fucking answers here. You cannot even bring yourself to be like, no, that's like a little weird, but.
It is
oh.
weird, but I'm not going to go
How
there.
Dare you say that? It's so disrespectful.
Oh, God, you're so.
I'm so what? You about to offend me there?
You give me a headache.
How am I giving you a headache? I'm not giving you a headache. I think the libtard is giving you a headache inside of you.
Okay.
I think the libtardedness that you have just build up in your head because, like, you try to think of, like, ways to defend this nutty shit that I bring up, and you're like, if more than three people do it. That's why you have a headache.
Okay.
That's why you have a headache.
Okay.
It is. You're defending women. Prancing around. Basically, the guy I used to do was Beverly. Now, if I still did that, do you think, would you respect me? Would you not be like, hey, bud, like, you are getting a little out there. And you're going to have to take the broom away from you? What? But no, just give me a horse, give me a fake horse with a head on it, and I can.
Maybe you'll win me money.
No, I would win money because it's a bunch of women. I'd be a dude competing. I'd jump higher than them. I'd fucking prance around faster than them. And I'm not even this. It would just happen. I would win all the money. I should join it, actually. How do I sign me up for hobby horse and I'm taking all these Swedish and Finnish bitches down? I'm going to jump in there like, I'm a woman. How dare you not say I am? And I'm going to put a horse between my legs and I'm going to just gallop around. That's what I'm going to do. Because you believe that I should be a woman. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Oh, and like, this goes against everything that I've even been saying about you being retarded. Because I wrote here, my sister is racist.
What?
I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. Because, remember when I just said the name that sounded like it was like an Asian name and you just started laughing? You racist. How dare you think that me saying, yeah, Masahashi.
I laughed.
Because what?
Because I thought you were making up his name.
I was.
Okay.
But, but that's why you laughed, though, because you thought that I was making up his name. If I said, oh, that guy's name is Carl, would you have laughed? I don't think so. So you're like you're one of these weird libtard / racists. I didn't know that existed. I did not, but it does. The libtards are the most racist. What?
I don't even.
Fucking speechless, I know.
I am.
I am. Jeez. What?
I said I am.
That's not how you said it. That's not how you said it. You said I am. Actually, you know what? I was going to end on the high voice. Because this is crazy. But I am going to try to join. and I'm gonna go over to the little fuck competition in fucking Denmark, and I'm gonna hobby horse the shit out of those bitches. I am. Because apparently I
maybe they have a male one.
No, they don't.
You don't know. Maybe.
No, they don't.
Have you looked it up?
You know why they don't? Because every male that would want to do that is in jail for pedophilia. There is no man that has a horse, fake horse.
Are these children doing this? Or
no.
Adults?
No. No. These are fucking adult women.
Well, maybe there's.
If you're saying, well, maybe. Well, maybe you should be happy. That's what I have to say. There you go. Let's make sure it doesn't get erased. These, I'm going to join the hobby horse fucking triathlon. I don't even know what the fuck it's called. I'm going to hobby horse the shit out of these bitches.
I'm
going to
bring a sign for you, too.
I need you to bring a sign that says, he is a woman! Despite what he looks like. Hit that.
We'll be back next.
I mean, maybe, hopefully.
Bye!